Last one of the Civil War series.
No, I don't
know. Certainly. I mean, I love it. I loved it. I've taped it. I haven't watched it. I thought it was the last one or not. Shelby Foote. Is he turning into, like, the major sex symbol, an all-round star? Shelby Foote, one of the very few talking heads used on the Civil War series. Always says, I mean, a great man, I love his accent, but always says completely pointless stories. Whenever, I mean, when he comes out of factual stuff, it goes in anecdotal mode. His anecdotes have no, I mean, I sympathise deeply with people whose anecdotes go nowhere. I'm sort of going past master at it. But he usually says, give you some idea, kind of man, General Grant Walls, it was the day he was coming out of the bush, and he looked at his men, and he said, General, they said to him, can you see over yonder? He said, you bet, I can see all the way to the other side. That's the kind of man he was. And you think, ah, all right, Shelb, I'm on with you there. And if you were running back, you think, I missed something out there. Wasn't there supposed to be, I say, Shelb? But no, usually all there is. They said, in general, it's a mighty fine hat you got on. He said, boys, if you win this war, I'll let you have this hat. And I know it's a flippant story, but it summed up the man. He keeps saying stories that don't actually move the actual war along any, but Shelby's obviously got these anecdotes tucked away after years of research, and he's damn well going to use them. But anyway, great. So you watched any of it? H at all, the Civil War? Very good.
Down to this, though.
Huh? You're down to this year, of course. You're catching up all those lost years. That's some great time. I don't understand your, I suppose, when I first joined GLR, I assumed it was peopled by, people by places. There were people right here who'd never been to clubs, and you're the first one I've ever met, GLR, actually is not a... not a frugger, doesn't like think they know, basically. I think the greatest, well, you know what my record of the 80s was? Never Gonna Give You Up, Rick Astley. I'm serious, I think it's the best record made in the 1980s, and that's a fact, Jack. You ever got a stunned expression, you look like you look like you just caught the Cornish Express in the small of the back. You're looking at it saying, that's okay, we're on the air, I'll tell you afterwards. Right, by our clock, it's 20 at 3, this is the last of the recorded shows. I've got a great story, I've been listening to the dude. Trevor Dan, I said, Trevor, I'm here for the show, and he said, just to make sure it's a good one. Shelby Foote, he rolled up when he heard that. He said, General, can we get to Mississippi by lunchtime? He said, boys, we can get there by lunchtime. We can certainly get there for something to eat. That's the kind of man he was. He said, General, he said, I'm going to mix an old-fashioned, the old-fashioned way, the way dear old Pop used. That's the kind of man he was.